Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. To an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you.
James Taylor. Ah, the divine James Taylor. And that's Fire and Wind. Oh my God, didn't we have a bit of that
fire
last
and rain.
Night? What was that?
It's Fire and Rain.
Oh, sorry. Fire and Wind.
You said that.
That's just normal for me, I'm afraid. Fire and Rain. I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen of the press. Hello. Welcome to the Botched Up Show. That is the Full Totness Breakfast Show. Julie Mullen here with Martin Seeger, who just saved my bacon, really. I would have told you it was Fire and Wind for the rest of my life, despite the fact that I'm a huge fan of James Taylor. So, Totnes, thumbs up to you, and Dartington, and anyone else who might be linking into our online on 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio, you are welcome. And on this Fantasimondo breakfast show this morning, we have the amazing singer-songwriter Holly Ebony and the incredible sound engineer, magician, probably composer and all sorts. Do you know, normally I get a blurb on everybody. I didn't do it. And that's just pure rebellion because I'm going to pin them down on the phone call and get all the juice out of them, basically. So I don't know anything about them, their background. We will reveal all, shortly. And then joining us at, this is jam-packed, we're going to have the weather and the traffic, obviously, soon. And then we're going to get Ben Piper after that amazing, the music from Holly Ebony. But meantime, I've gone to the bottom of the class on the broadcasting department because yesterday I did not review my songs. Okay, right? That's so I'm going to be punished definitely by, I know, Mr. Peter Shearn will be getting his ruler out. Now, let's go to the next track, which is Blossom Dearie. I'll probably call her song Wind as well.
Into a cabaret, one fatal day, a little songbird flew. Found it so very gay, he thought he'd stay just to get a bird's eye view. When he heard the jazz band play, he was happy as a lark. To each measure he kept swaying, and he stayed till after dark. Then back to the land he knew, thrilled through and through, he sailed on in the air. Called all the other birds, and in these words started gurgling. Jazz bird, and I'm telling you to be one too. For a little jazz bird is in heaven when it's singing blue. I say it with regret, but you're till you syncopate. When the going is rough, you will find your troubles all have flown. If you warble your stuff like the moaning of a saxophone, just try my recipe, and I'm sure you'll agree that a little jazz bird is the only kind of bird to be. You're out of date. You ain't heard nothing yet till you syncopate. When the going is rough, you will find your troubles all have flown.
Blossom Dearie. Oh, we love her so much. That was the little jazz bird, but of course I've got to call it the little jazz bird with wind because everything... I actually, while that song was on, I was completely laughing to myself because only I could do that. And actually, I put on Facebook last night about Peter Shearn's croaky voice, and I woke up with a croaky voice. So I think he's doing some sort of Totnes. He's doing Totnes magic, isn't he, Martin? Yeah. Now, we have to get... What's the weather? What's the weather? Whether we should go outside? Do, do, do. Jazz bird. Martin Seeger.
Lovely jingle. Thanks very much, Kelly. Okay, yes.
He always says nasty things about my voice.
Well, it's actually lovely and sunny this morning. I mean, I'm not sure how long it's going to last, though. Sunnier spells are more likely this afternoon, apparently. But anyway, there's going to be quite a lot of wind from the northwest.
Uh-oh.
But the winds will ease later and it'll feel cool. So... generally windy and feeling cool with showers at times. Maximum temperature 15 degrees.
Oh, so actually you could put a little jumper on.
I think so.
And it would be quite effective. Now, what about the traffic? I will withhold my jingle.
Nothing to report, I'm afraid. Normal rush hour, odd queues around the usual places, I'm afraid. But I can't see anything else that's going on at the minute.
Peter Shearn used to make traffic up. He said, oh, there's a bubble car outside of our house that is causing problems. Be careful. He'd say stuff like that, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. He was always a little monkey. So just to remind you, if you've just tuned in, hello, this is Julie Mullen and I'm with Martin Seeger at home, broadcasting from the bunker, so to speak, on 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. We have our At 20 got Holly Ebony and Vince Idden coming on the show with two brand new tracks, which we'll be chatting about and playing. So, meantime, let's get Morrissey on with his hairdresser. Hey, do you need a haircut? Morrissey will help you out. Come on, Morrissey.
Here is London, giddy London, is it home of the free or
Busy Clippers, that's what I like to hear. I do like some Busy Clippers, don't you? That was Morrissey and Hairdresser on Wind. no, I'm being naughty because I made it a goof up. So, no, actually, Hairdresser on Fire. Can you imagine, actually? I remember, this is many years ago, when I was living in Tehran it really was a long time ago, in the 70s. And I went to a restaurant with a lot of other people, and we were around a table, and the chap that was doing the Spanish coffee was kind of he was being very ostentatious, and actually it was a dreadful thing because the flame cake got out of control, and one of the girls sitting next to him doing this performance fire thing went up. I mean, literally, her shirt went up in smoke. But luckily, no, it was actually really horrific. But luckily, someone was there who was a medic and got straight in there. Rolled her in a blanket. Oh, don't I tell you terrible stories? And it's the morning. You'll have, oh dear, we've got to brighten things up. Well, we will brighten things up because Holly Ebony and Vince Iden will brighten our morning completely and utterly. So let's get a little bit of, should we have 100,000 Angels? I love this track. Yeah, 100,000 Angels. Absolutely beautiful track to take us up to the 8:20 marker when I shall get Vince and Holly on the blower. Luckily it wasn't last night because we would have been, well, we would have had mobile connection at least, but the magic that is WhatsApp. So yeah, we'll be connecting via that una momento, but that was Bliss and 100,000 100,000. We'll just bring that down. 100,000 Angels, and absolutely great track. So it's time. It's time to do that ringing thing. Let's get them on. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is that Holly?
That's me. Hi, is this Julie?
Hi there. Yes, you're on 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio, the full Totnes Breakfast Show. I'm pretending to be Peter Shearn, but I could never match him. But now, have we got Vince on? Have we got Vince on this line? No. Hello.
Are you there, Vince?
Nope. That's most strange, isn't it? Because I connected with Vince earlier, but not now. That's an interesting thing. We might. Oh, hello. Ah, is that you, Vince? Ah, now, okay. Accept. Oh, he's trying to get through. He's trying to connect. This is technology for you. Tell you what, I might end this one and start again because it might get you both on that way. Is that okay?
Of course.
Hang on a sec. Try again. Sorry, hang on a sec. Oh, I'm afraid we're technologically innocent. So let's try again and get Vince on as well. We'll have another go at this. Okay.
Hello.
Ha! We got you. But have we got Holly? It seems to me that we can only get one or other of you.
Oh, no.
This might
we're
be...
We're both here.
Oh, you are? Oh, fantastic. Okay, we can officially start, even though everyone's listening. Welcome to the breakfast show, both of you. So it's all very exciting about these two new tracks. Tell me a little bit about the songs, Holly, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, so the songs are my own songs. I've been writing songs all my life, actually. And yeah, The Rain Came is from an experience quite a while ago, actually. A time when overwhelming things were happening in my world, which I had no control over at all, and I just had to kind of yield to it and surf the waves of the experience, really. And that's what that song's about. And then Curlew's Call is a more recent song, which I have written in response to learning that there are only two breeding pairs of curlews remaining on Dartmoor. Which shocked me a lot, because the call of the curlew, I don't know if you know it, Julie, but it's got this most phenomenal, haunting kind of call. That just, it's a visceral experience. It's more than a sound. It's a somatic experience to hear a curlew call. It just sears right through you. And so to hear there were only two breeding pairs remaining on the moors was really shocking to me.
God, I bet.
So I felt that it was worthy of a song. And often I, in my songwriting, particularly these days, more and more actually, I feel like the songs might be a kind of spell casting, in a way, a well-wishing and a kind of just sort of layering my intention and my attention onto something. And by doing so, that's a kind of just sending out a well wish, sending out some love, actually, to those beings or those qualities or our beautiful earth at large. And that increasingly feels like kind of what I want to do when I'm singing, when I'm writing.
Mm-hmm. And Vince, can I bring you in? How did you actually come upon Holly Ebony? How did you two meet?
Well, I'm tempted to say I stumbled across her during a moorland walk, but that's not the case. You're probably fully aware of Katie Whitehouse and her involvement in the local music scene. She asked me to do sound for Holly at the Ashburton Arts Centre, and this was a couple of months, I guess, before COVID struck us all. And I turned up. And I was just blown away, really. Her voice, songwriting, the subject matter, its pertinence, it just sort of completely chimed with my own sensibilities. Plus, she asked for a curlew's call to be included in her set. And I thought, this is amazing. And I was just blown away, really. And when it finished, I gave her a big hug and said, look, if you ever want to put a band together, then, you know, I'm your man, basically.
Yeah.
And not long after that, she did just that. And we, I just jumped at the opportunity.
That's absolutely amazing. And can you tell me, Holly, about the band? So who are the members of your team? Hello? Well, Vince, you better get in there. Tell me.
Okay, I'll jump in. All right. Well,
I have played a lot solo in the past sort of 10 years. I've been mostly playing solo. And
This is wonderful entertainment, isn't it? I love it because it's live. And there are probably chickens in the background and all sorts of things going on.
Yeah, no, there's a rooster that just goes on and on and on, apparently, and appears in one or two of our recordings.
Oh, fantastic. So tell me a little bit about the band. We'll get it.
So we have... Holly plays in does backing vocals for another band called the Devon Afrobeat Collective, and that's run by a guy called Barry in South Brent, who's a stand-up bass or double bass player, and so he was our bass man. And then the drummer is a guy called Ollie, who's a fascinating, lovely bloke who's entirely enraptured by moths and all things flying, which was very, very appealing to Holly. But he's fantastic drummer, really, really musical, and absolutely plays for the song, which is important when it's to do with Holly's material. And we also have the wonderful Jazz Gale, who's the lead singer for the Devon Afrobeat Collective, and she's just this force of nature. She's an extraordinary talent with an incredible voice, and she does several things, most of the backing vocals, but also a bit of piano and some percussion as well. So that's pretty much it. I suggest, as we've mentioned the Curlew, why don't we go with Curlew's Call to start with?
Okay.
Holly may not be aware of this, but I've actually plonked a Curlew's Call at
Wonderful.
The beginning and end of the song, so listen out for that.
Okay, thank you, Vince. Stay on the line while we play that song.
I'm going nowhere.
Great.
Call. the trees, leaning to listen. The whispering leaves share the story on the breeze, and the whole wild holds its breath in awe. How weary now the cayuse call, if it is only an echo. How weary now the cayuse.
Curlew's call, and that was Holly Ebony. Absolutely. I feel a kind of complete shiver. And Martin's here as well, both of us. That was completely and utterly beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. Holly and Vince, you must be so overjoyed that that Ashburton gig happened, Katie White has take a bow, and that you have been brought together and the band has formed and then this has been produced. I can really feel it, just that kind of very exciting. Very exciting. And can you tell me a little bit about the recording process? How does it happen in these strange times?
Okay, shall I do that one?
Yeah.
So I mean, Holly's got this extraordinary piece of land. I won't say where it is because everyone's going to flock there. But she's got an incredible polytunnel, which is just full of amazing plants.
Vegetables,
and stuff.
Things?
Vegetables and that, yeah, vegetables and that. And it's quite incredible. There's a burner in there. Not that we've lit it, or it hasn't been lit so far, but that might happen on Friday. And it's all solar powered, thanks to her amazing man Jake, who's just seems to. There's nothing he can't do, apparently. So everything is solar powered. We have a Dragger PA up there, a Dragger recording desk that's capable of recording. We plug all the mics in. We mic up the drum kit. Everything's all mic'd up, and then we've got, depending on the time of year, we're surrounded by birdsong and the occasional tractor. You may have heard a tractor go past during my guitar solo, which was particularly ill-timed, I have to say.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect timing. So, you know, it's all very rough and ready, but we are into capturing it live. I think that's so important.
Yeah.
So it has a particular feel. It has a particular ambience. Uh-huh. It's warts and all, but all the better for it, I think.
I think so, definitely. Yeah, I sensed a magnificence about it. Holly, and okay, so you've got these two songs down. What's the future of this album? I mean, when do you think it will be completed? I am assuming you've got all your songs written and orchestrated, ready to lift off. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's quite a body of work. There's quite a repertoire to play with. So we're already working on somewhere in the region of 20 songs for our live gigs. We're already playing around with that sort of quantity of original material. And these are all songs I've written over time or some more recently. And of course, having the band inspires me more and more. So there are more and more songs coming all the time. And Jazz is like, whoa there. This is Jazz who does vocals. Well, I've got to learn all these lyrics really quickly, Holly. Slow down. But it's so gratifying and so fulfilling having the band come and like bring to life these songs. So it does kind of inspire more and more.
Ooh.
But yes, it's of course, recording is a notoriously slow and intensive process. But we really want to keep this lightness to it and this quality of of it being in the spirit of the thing, you know, and really have that live quality. So we don't want to get too ingrained in heavy studio sessions and dissecting every single riff, you know.
Yeah.
We want to keep this kind of quality to it of a rawness. So hopefully that will kind of keep us flowing well. And we've been recording in small chunks rather than trying to do a full session. Doing it when it's possible. Both Jazz and myself have quite small children. Vince is also a parent, so we're all busy, you know. So we're trying to kind of just make it possible in these little cracks and moments that we have. So, but it's happening, and we want to collect some of that lovely ambient sound. So we're sort of saying, oh, well, maybe we should wait till the spring to record that one, so we can get a bit more bird songs. Mm-hmm. Of course, now so many of the birds have migrated home and we have this sort of more subdued evening chorus and things like that, so we're sort of, you know, we're actually our process is considering, when should we record that one, should we record this one at this time of day and this one, so there's a little bit of a playfulness around that. But hopefully we'll be looking at having this out there next year. You know, we're really keen, we're kind of itching and chomping at the bit to get out there performing and get these songs flown into the world.
And Holly, is it the first time that you've put a band together?
No, I was working with a band about 10 years ago with Nick Marshall and among others, and I'm performing a bit with them. But I suppose really what changed was motherhood. It kind of sort of shifted my route somewhat at that time, and I took my music elsewhere, working with singing with families at Wild Bird Singing, the family singing groups I run, and I was just doing other things with my songwriting and with my music. My child is 7, and it's that sort of the age of reason, it feels more possible to start to really reach into those creative places and let them fly again. So I have worked with a band before, but somehow this is a very we're meeting really regularly, and it's been a beautiful serendipitous meeting of minds and beings. I literally sent out this anonymous call really for musicians, and the people who came back, some of whom I knew, and actually Ollie I'd never met. It was a very risky process. And actually the meeting of people has been so fortuitous. It's a really beautiful thing to meet these people. We get on well, there's no sort of strange dynamics between the people, and we work really well together. So there's this really exciting sound brewing, and it just feels quite easeful, actually, whilst also being really rich, generative meeting place.
Sounds just perfect, doll. Vince and Holly, I just want to say thank you so much for being on the Full Totnes Breakfast Show this morning. We're going to go out with The Rain Came. Vince, can I just ask you what this makes you feel like, The Rain Came, this particular song?
The Rain Came, well, it's to me, it's about protection. It's about foreboding. It's about helplessness almost in the face of something that you just can't do anything about.
Mm-hmm. We're going to play that now on 102.5 FM. To you both, my sincere thanks, and I hope to connect with you and the band one day very soon. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Little light in my life, little ray of hope and sweet projection, drifted in with the morning sun like honeyed wine. Soft breath on my neck, and a quiet word in my ear. What wishes and kisses, and what's the use of worrying? We will dream. where. So I swing with the curve of my spine. Skin shivers as the wind sways in time. In a rush of sobriety, I watch the clouds roll and gather and roll. Then the rain came. Then the rain came. Then the rain came, and there was nothing I could do to protect you. My devotion and the heavy ache of the achingly sweet confessions and sympathy. It wasn't meant to be this time. Keep the faith, there will be a seam of gold. So I sweep the curve of my spine. Skin shivers as the wind sways in time. In a rush of sobriety, I watch the clouds roll and gather and roll. Then the rain came. Then the rain came. Then the rain came, and there was nothing I could do to protect you. Protect you. Shivers as the wind sways in time. In a rush of sobriety, I watch the clouds roll and gather and
the rain came. Holly Ebony and her band. And we've been talking to Holly and Vince today. And what a powerhouse they are. Oh my God. Completely blown away by that music. I've got goosebumps, I can tell you. There must be Dartmoor goosebumps. Now, Mr. Ben Piper, he is our esteemed Lord Mayor. I've told him to get his robes on. So let's see if he's done that. Actually, I didn't think I did tell him that, but... Ooh. Let's see if we can connect. It's Ben Piper.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. Have you got your robes on?
Is it... Well, I am the professor. I may have slipped out of them for a moment, but I did... You can imagine that I'm wearing the
Wait, well, I'm so delighted to have you on the programme, with or without your robes, my darling. Tell me, Ben Piper, How is it going as the Lord Mayor?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, to be Lord Mayor of Tottenham, well, I'm not a Lord Mayor. I'm not a Lord Mayor. I'm only his worship, the Mayor. Because I think you need to be a cathedral town or something like that. But we do have the we have some of the finest chains in the country. The regalia.
I see. So you're not Lord Mayor. So what do I call you then, Mayor-o? What's your nickname?
Mayor-o. I try not to be like Mayor-o.
Are you like the mafia of mayors?
The mafia.
Mafia. The mafia. Do you?
The mafia. We do the chain gang. What we call the chain gang, when all the mayors meet up and they all wear their bling. And we all sort of stand around and sort of chink at each other.
Oh my God. You have conjured up such a hilarious picture. I completely love it. So how is Totnes to navigate as the mayor? Are we good people?
Totnes is clearly, it is a fantastic town. You know, I am really, really proud to be the mayor of Tottenham. I mean, it's my hometown, but I'm also at some place that whenever I've been out in the world, people always said, "Well, you're from Tottenham, you know? Wow, tell me about it." You know, so I'm incredibly proud. It is tricky though, because we are a very diverse community, and there are cross currents that can make it quite choppy sometimes. And no doubt about it. But you know, it feels like a work worth doing in our time. You know, this moment in time, really. It's we need resilience in this community, and I just happen to be standing in the right place at the right time.
Come on, let's get real. Let's get real, Ben. You just wanted the costume. You just wanted that red. I absolutely love that story. Now, tell me, there's something going on, or that's what you intimated when our paths crossed.
Yes.
So what's going down? Tell me.
There's an election.
Oh.
This must be the first one for a whole year. It must be 2 years, because we haven't had one during the plague, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because people weren't allowed to sort of congregate. I don't think we've had one for 2 years now. Isn't it funny? I mean, that whole sort of period, it feels just like a sort of fever dream, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
So I keep on finding it hard to get chronologies of things. But I think it must be. It must be. Yeah, 18 months, 2 years since we had the last election. But four seats came up. And we are contesting. Well, the first two are being voted on Thursday.
Okay.
But this is an election for Bridgetown, because Totnes is Totnes Ward and Bridgetown Ward.
Okay.
And although you might not have to live the other side of the river in order to be in Bridgetown, so if you got a polling card through your door and you went, "What on earth is this, Bridgetown?" Read it carefully and it'll tell you where to go and vote. And it'd be really great the more people that voted, because it's very easy for a democracy to just sort of slip away and people not to notice and not be bothered. And, you know, turnout, so, you know, they reckon 35% or something is considered a great turnout, you know. But this one's
pretty low.
I really urge people to have a think and turn out. We've got two great young candidates in the person of Amy Oliver and Niall. Who are both, you know, well known locally, and I say my age, I say, well, you know, I think Niall's actually, he's not at 30. Amy, I think, is around 30. Maybe a little bit older. No, she lived in Bridgetown for 3 decades. I'm just looking at her flyer, which people we will be posting through people's door and giving people an opportunity to have a bit of a natter about what they stand for. And because these are two independent candidates,
okay,
and not in the conservative sense of independent of the word, because they're always independent in Totnes, because they know if they were conservative, they wouldn't give.
But you'd recommend these bunnies, would you?
These guys are just great, you know, and I'm really hoping they're going to bring a real fresh bit of fresh energy to the council. Yeah, they're, like I say, they're younger. They, you know, anyway you look at it, they're younger than the rest of the councillors, and I think that's a really good thing. And
what do you think they'll stir up? You know, what you say they'll bring, you know, fresh blood, fresh ideas. What do you think they will actually stir up at the council? More bling,
well, or fresh perspective. You know, yeah. They, you know, for instance, you know, we've had this whole thing with the skate park with youth rumbling on, and I know Niall is really, really keen to, you know, get that. Like I nearly said, to progress the project going forward. Why don't pick it up? This political jargon. Yeah, no, but Niall's really hoping to work on that and help to move that forward. I mean, it has of late. Improved from a situation where it was sort of languishing in the out in the long grass for a long time. But I think it's coming home and
time for a shake up.
The thing is, you know, Niall knows half the kids personally who, you know, have been campaigning for it for 10 years. You know? So that's the kind of thing that makes me really optimistic. Amy's got a strong background in the arts, and I'm hoping that she can sort of step up there. But with a sort of unfussy and broad perspective to the thing, because I think that's really what's needed. You know, some people are really well catered for in the arts, and some people have got bugger all. So and Amy's. A girl with her feet really seriously well on the ground. She works herself as a painter of houses, but she's also a very creative person, actually.
Yeah, and she could actually be creative on her flyer.
So, you know, we kind of need people. We do need people to sort of champion different threads of the of the council's work, you know, as it's developed.
Sounds good, Ben
really,
Piper.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to go out with a tune. We'll dedicate it to you. We are completely delighted that you've put it out there, what's going on, and making us all become aware of it. And certainly we'll look out for that info coming through our door. But Ben Piper, all the best to you. Have a brilliantly sunny day in Totnes.
Be the change you want to see. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Let's step up.
Thank you, Ben. All the best now.
Nice one, Tilly.
Take care. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Didn't start the fire. Just really to say a huge thank you to my guests today, and that's Holly Ebony, a fantastic singer-songwriter, and the band. Thank you for those tracks. And to Vince Idden, thank you so much, both of you, for coming on. My thanks also go out to Martin Seeger. Martin, thank you.
Thank you.
Normally he's not here next to me. He's out in the environs of Totnes, seeking out weather angels and traffic information. But no, thank you so much. And to Mr. Ben Piper, who came on in fine form and made us all laugh, but also gave us the vital information that there are council elections this coming Thursday in Bridgetown, and he recommended we find out all that info, which will be posted through our letterboxes. We haven't received it yet, have we? No. But one of them's a painter and decorator, and that's really great news for us, because we need one of those. So you just never know what tips will come on the Full Totness Breakfast Show. So Holly Ebony and Vince Iden, definitely people to watch out for, musicians and the band. So yeah, thank you so much for listening in. This is, what's this song called, my darling?
We didn't start the fire.
We didn't start the fire. What, Earth, Wind and Fire? Thanks. See you tomorrow. I'll be with Lee Fries Green. Ta-ra.
Pauses in his pacing with heart racing.